Thanks for listening to the Adam Carolla Show on Podcast One.
Well, we're going to play Germany or Florida with an actual German comedian. Flula Borg's in studio. Super funny guy. So we'll do Germany, Florida, and we'll do some news. First, True Car, 60 seconds. That's how long this commercial lasts. What else can you get done in a minute? How about you get an offer on your car? Just go to True Car from your smartphone or your computer. Enter your license plate number. Watch your car's details come popping right on up. Answer a few questions. Get an accurate True Cash offer from your local True Car certified dealer. Then you bring your car in. They'll check it out with you. Do it together. Ask questions. Get answers. No surprises. Then you can leave with a check. Or you can trade your car in for a new car or a used car. So when you're ready to experience a better way to sell, trade in, or what have you, anything with your car, you want to leave with a check, you leave with a check. You want to leave with a new car, you go with True Car. You want to leave with a used car, you go with True Car.
Friday night in Portland, don't miss a live taping of CarCast with Adam Carolla, Matt DeAndrea, and special guest Mario Andretti. 6:30 p.m. Friday night at World of Speed Motorsports Museum in Portland. Get your tickets now at adamcarolla.com.
Flula Borg is in studio, actor and comedian and DJ and
who knows,
song parody man. I was just asking him about Curb Your Enthusiasm. He was in last season. Very funny character who was kind of coming to stay with Larry. Anyway, good to meet you, my friend.
Great to meet you as well. Hello.
We'll talk about the single, Self-Care Sunday, and you can check out the video on Flula's YouTube channel as well, and on Spotify. Germany, born, raised in Germany. Where do you live now?
Yeah, I live now in a place called Silver Lake. Super trendy and hipster. Watch out.
Yeah, we're just explaining. Sure, we're explaining they kicked out the gangbangers and they brought the gays in.
And the Germans.
And the Germans.
And the gay Germans. They're all there.
It's funny. The thing about the Germans I've noticed, because I had a German brother-in-law. My observation on the Germans is they have a style, but it's the bottom and the top. It's the shoes and the frames. The in-between, not so much. They like their shoes. They like their frame. You just look down and look up, but you don't really have to look in the middle to find a German.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like the 7-Eleven. No shoes, no shirt, no service. For us, it's shoes, shirt, who cares?
I wonder if it's a precision thing. Like the shoes, like I like shoes from an almost mechanical standpoint, like a well-crafted shoe. And the glasses and the frames feel like a Porsche or an Audi or something is made, like a nice mountain bike or something.
But like a German in the middle, it's just a messy blur.
Right.
It's true.
Don't need it.
Yeah, yeah. West and East, great. The middle, still figuring it out.
And I hear about Germany, like, I like Germany because I like cars and I like German cars.
Sure.
But, you know, there's obviously a little history, a little baggage in the past.
A little something.
Yeah. I'm talking about Audi at the beginning. They didn't make a great car.
We know.
Now, they've gotten their shit together. But how's Germany doing now? How would you describe Germany now?
Tricky.
Yeah, what is that?
Okay, so if you lose two world wars, then it's kind of your job to make sure everyone can come in. There's no rules, just right. It's the Outback Steakhouse of European countries.
Right.
We treat you like family. Yeah, we do. Cheese fries also available.
Right.
But then it gets tricky. Because you now can't say no because of your tricky history, and then there you are, and then your chancellor's having some issues, and then the poop's going to hit some fans, I think.
It's I've always said, you know, be careful about sort of unintended consequences, and the Germans lost the two world wars. All, of course, they have a rich history with the Jews and Hitler and everything. And so they're overcompensating by going, no more rules. Mm-hmm. Anybody who looks any differently, come in. We won't judge. And that is an unintended consequence of that will create more. I don't know. It's gonna affect the culture.
Well, it's a little weird. So on the one side, America, I think, has some troubles because you have two parties, really, and that's it. And everything is a winner-take-all. So every state is winner-take-all. The Electoral College, they just vote very straight. In Germany, any party can get into our parliament if you receive just enough. So we have a Piratenpartei, which is the pirate party.
What?
Really?
Yeah, yeah. We have some weird parties that can just exist. But sadly, also far-right parties can now just have a spot. Mm. So it's not good and also good to let everyone have
so
a voice.
Unintended consequences. There's the guilt of World War II. So now nobody judges, and we're going to bring in all the folks of Islam faith. Come on in and move in. And now that then springs up a right, a hard right party that's like, hey, we got too many of these foreigners in here. Mm-hmm. And again, more just unintended consequences.
Yeah.
That's what it all is. I'm really starting to realize that almost everything. The homeless population in this city started off as, hey, be nice to the homeless people. Come on, don't kick them off the sidewalk. That's their refrigerator box with their doo-doo socks in it. Leave me. You can't take that. Mm-hmm. Okay, we're being compassionate. Next thing you know, people dying in the streets. Like, it's just all unintended consequences.
Well, and humans are also overcorrectors. We always go in very extremes. Everything is, this is very, very bad. This is very, very good. And nuance does not exist.
Back to the temperance thing we talked about earlier. You know what I mean? Like,
we lack it.
One extreme feels good, the other extreme feels good. Really, the answer is probably some nuanced version of the middle.
The answer's always in the middle.
But no one likes that. They like two words. No new taxes. You know, or just something that's very simple to understand. You know, shoes aren't good. Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
No, it's like whenever you start talking about Green New Deal and greenhouse gases and global warming and all that kind of stuff, and you talk to someone who's very much into that, you go, good, I'm into it too. Now, how about we build some nuclear plants? And they go, no, we're doing windmills. And you go, no, we can do the... And then, so it's like, now you're kind of fighting against the thing that you're trying to get rid of because you won't hang out in the middle with the same human beings.
Yeah.
I think the middle's considered boring.
Yeah, well, it's not cool.
And
it's not exciting.
It's not art. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like everyone is living their life like it's art. In the middle, there's no art in the middle. You got to go far to the right or far to the left, and that's your voice. The middle is kind of, that's boring. It's the beige of political parties.
Yeah, it's not romantic and exciting. Oh, what will this, like, the man who's now somehow president can say the weirdest, strangest things, but that's why he won.
Right, but nobody wants to go, I went to the middle and made a statement.
Right.
There's not even really statements in the middle. They're just sort of horse sense.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, well, okay, wind, solar, geothermal, and then nuclear. Right? That's where the middle is.
And nobody will ally up with you in the middle.
No.
I was going to say, when it comes to the Green New Deal or anyone who's that's their cause, do you want people on your side? Like, do you want people to agree with you? In that case, don't go so far to one side. Maybe stick to the middle a little bit where people can get on board with your cause.
I think it's about getting headlines and pats on the back, not so
from
much
right
actually. It's not actually getting it done. Right. Like, if you really want to get it done, you have to move toward the middle, right?
Yeah.
To get it done, but not to get votes. Race to the left and be as weird as possible.
Yeah.
Then people will listen to you and quote you.
So how are you in, you're in Silver Lake here.
You got to race to the left.
What's different about, I would imagine, Silver Lake's pretty groovy and
artsy.
Woke and artsy and whatever-y. What have you noticed? What's the difference? Where did you live in Germany?
Yeah, I lived in Erlangen. It's a very small town where the MP3 was invented and Siemens is. It's not, we are not cool. Erlangen is not trying to be cool. Silver Lake is very much the, you know.
It's desperate to be cool.
Mm-hmm. Please be cool. I must be cool. I must own this lampshade.
I think it's good. I think your look and your accent will serve you well in the Silver Lake area.
Oh, welcome the boys and girls.
That's
to
right.
This party.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you you like boys and girls?
I like humans. I like techno beats. Yeah. I'll date a German shepherd, doesn't matter.
Really?
His build helps a lot, too.
I wish. Yeah, you look good in a tight shirt. I wish I had that kind of fluidity sexually.
Yeah? You're not a spectrum man?
I'm really not.
He's like a Kinsey one.
Oh.
Yeah, he doesn't really show up.
I'm sort of kind of boring. Like I had friends when I was coming up. They'd nail a fat chick every once in a while. I wish I had that. I wish I did. I felt I felt like they had a lot more possibilities when they went out on a Saturday night. You
know
what I mean?
Narrow.
Yeah, they just liked whatever. You know, any port in a storm kind of thing.
You are not, you're in the middle politically, yes, but sexually not in the middle. Very much not a switch hitting man.
No, but I wish I was. Like, I got a whole list of dudes, you know, on. Yeah. You may have, you know, made
I've
that
seen
cut.
Your list.
Crack the top 10.
Yeah. I'm in it. Oh, thank you. The single digits.
It's the cast of Crankmakers.
Yeah, so I would be, I would love that. I would have a great life, you know?
Sound like the present.
I would love this.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
That's right.
Okay.
I could see us in some hot Silver Lake eatery that turns into a club at night.
Are we setting the mood now?
Yeah, you're DJing.
Yes. What am I wearing in my midriff?
Well, nothing. Yeah, I mean, that's where we're staring at it.
Trick question.
Yeah. What got you, Adam?
Well, it's only exposed when you put your hands over your head. Because when your hands are by your side, when you're spinning the elms, it's just down, just perfect.
Yeah.
Just even with your dolphin shorts.
Or at the beginning of the Macarena when the hands are up.
Right.
You see it.
But when you're hyping the crowd.
When he goes to hold the one headphone, you get a little peek of the oblique peek.
Oblique peek. Yeah, that's the tattoo I have on my right cheek, actually.
All right. Should we play a little German? Oh, so how long have you been out here from Germany?
Hundreds of days.
And how is the comedy scene in Germany?
Is that a trick question?
I don't know. I feel like the rest of the world is opening up. Like you hear, like you take places like India and all these.
Baghdad.
You know, all these comedians coming from that world. We didn't know any comedians from that part of the world like 5-10 years ago. Yeah. I feel like it's all opening up now.
Well, I must tell you, I am not really understanding comedy, or I'm an unintentional participant in this world, so I don't really know the answer. I'm just excited to be alive, have a blood pumping heart and lungs that filter some of the, you know, particulates here in Los Angeles.
We got a lot. All right, we have we have a Germany or Florida?
Mm-hmm.
Which godforsaken land is this fucked up story from? Let's play Germany or Florida?
Germany.
We'll see.
You're going to have to. I have three stories, and we'll do a little whip around and see if you think the story's from Germany or Florida.
Preemptive Germany.
Okay. Well, here we go. This time last year, a few drunk men were arrested for trying to beat the heat. Police pulled over an illegally modified pool BMW. The roof had been sawed off. Plastic plants were decorated around the vehicle. Plastic lining been installed in the interior, holding 500 gallons of water. The men fled on foot, and the driver was apprehended. Germany or Florida?
Florida.
We've modified it. BMW.
True.
Bavarian right there. Motor work.
Tricky question.
Tricky.
That's the only German part of the story.
Yeah. The heat, I guess it doesn't get that hot in Germany.
Well, for us, 75 degrees is 150 here. We are super sensitive.
Right. Well, you wear leather pants and thick wool socks up to your knees every day. Beanies.
It's all true, but we do not wear pools or build pools and then drive around with this.
This feels Floridian to me.
Yeah, I was going to say, the BMW part I appreciate, but it's got to be Florida.
Florida.
That's a red, what you call it, a red Pisces? A red
herring.
Herring.
There it is.
Yeah. That's right.
Adam Kroll, you've got to stick with your instincts. This was Germany.
Oh!
Which god?
What?
What?
The pool BMW.
Wow.
Wow. Three series.
I'm embarrassed. Sorry, everyone.
Sorry.
Well, here, you can make up
more.
Here we go. A man was arrested last week after performing a botched castration job on a man he met on the dark web. The two men met on private forums for people who were looking for penis and eunuch fetishes. When police arrived, the man was bleeding profusely on the bed. His testicles were in a jar beside the table. Germany or Florida?
Cops, like when I grew up, I watch cop shows, and cop shows were just good-looking dudes chasing black dudes through alleys on foot, you know?
Sliding across hoods.
Bad boys.
Grabbing a police, and you're like, 7 Mary 3, in pursuit, and you know, the guy slapping sirens on top. And at a certain point, he'd catch up to the guy, and they'd land in boxes. They'd be in the alley. There'd be big pyramid of boxes.
Other convenient bags of crumpled shredded paper.
The cars would hit piles of trash cans, but when you took the guy down, it was always into boxes, because that's what the stuntmen used to land on and everything.
Like American Ninja Warrior?
Yes. Now they're getting buckets of water and piss thrown at them at the Chicago's
and
inner
buckets.
City. They're getting a bucket and thrown at their head. They're fucking showing up. Guys' nutsacks are in a mason jar. You know what I mean? Like, the copping ain't what it used to be.
No.
Also,
this is real?
Yes.
I would also feel compelled, like, if I was going into the dude's apartment after I got the call about the dark web and the scrotal trauma.
Eunuch fetish.
I feel like I'd have to put on one of those feed buckets a horse wears at Central Park. Like, I'd have to have a yak bucket on. Like, before I went to these people's, God knows what these fucking apartments are like, right? It's nutsacks over here. Like, I just feel like I'd bucket up.
Prepare. It's a scene from Seven.
Yeah, I would put a fucking bucket on my head before I went in this thing. And then
there's
later on,
scent.
I'd give it to a young black boy and say, throw the bucket at my head.
That sounds inappropriate.
I'd get multiple uses out of that bucket.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. God, this feels German to me, man.
Yeah, it's very dark.
It's very dark.
I think you started with dark webs, and I'm like, Stuttgart.
Mm-hmm. There was a story years ago about the guy who found the guy online to, like, cut his penis off and cook it, and that was Germany,
that
too.
That was Germany.
This is keeping in that tradition, so I'm going to say Germany.
We're all going Germany here.
Yeah.
All right.
It makes sense. You absolutely are making sense with what you're saying, but this was recent, and it just happened in Florida, and I can't believe you didn't see this story.
I did hear of it, but...
You didn't click
Germany.
On it.
All right, we're 0-2. This is why you have to play the game, right?
One more.
Oh, boy.
Back in May, a 31-year-old woman hit a cyclist on her way to work. He wound up in the ICU with brain bleeding and slipped into a coma for 4 days. She is scheduled to appear in court this week as she did not report the incident, but rather went to work and called her husband to go to the scene and see how bad it was.
Germany.
She kept driving.
Yeah, she has quite a work ethic. She hit him, put him in a coma, and said, can you check on him? I don't want to be late.
I think you look this one up, and this may be a Gina Grad one. Not Bill Handel, but a prominent radio show host in Southern California from like KFI or KBC or whatever, was like driving to do his radio shift, got into an accident, like hit somebody or something, and I think called his wife to like come...
Oh, I was going to say Whitman.
Well, Brian Whitman. Well,
I don't know.
Is this a copycat you're saying?
It might be.
I'm saying there's precedent here. Somebody in L.A., this is 20 years ago. Maybe,
you want to hold on to those radio jobs.
Maybe more.
So you do not want to be late.
It's weird when you have a radio gig and it starts when it starts. Like, the podcast, like, we'll start at 1, but if I roll in at 1:08, we'll start at 1:08.
Yep.
Radio just starts.
Yep.
And you can actually listen to the beginning of your show with the producer going, well, okay. We don't know where Adam is. Like, you can be in your car listening to someone
Clearwater Revival.
We don't know. I never did a show that played music.
Oh, right. That's right.
So if I wasn't there.
Me and Teresa go on a couple times.
Yes, I would hear the people that were just there going, Adam, if you're listening, I don't know where you are.
I'd sure love to see you.
Show yourself.
Yeah, show yourself.
That happened to my dad. That's happened to Mark Thompson. I think that's a rite of passage in radio.
So speaking of passage, was it Han? Who was that?
Ira Fistel.
Ira Fistel.
Oh, that was a long time ago.
KABC, February 95.
Yeah.
Wow.
He was what? Got into an accident and drove off?
Killed a 15-year-old.
Oh, my God.
And a 19-year-old man.
Killed two people?
Oh, sorry. 19-year-old man had a broken neck. 15-year-old was killed.
Jesus.
In the car. So it was like a 19-year-old driving.
His wife arrived at the scene in a taxi, and he went to the radio studio.
He got there in time for wedding
traffic. Eunice Fistel's a keeper right now. I don't know if she's still around.
Stand by your man.
Ira Fistel. So he killed somebody on the road and kept going.
Yeah.
First off, I don't know what car he's driving, but I'm buying that car. If you can literally kill somebody. Were they in a car? He didn't run them over.
Fistel's car is making a left turn when it collided with the car carrying the two victims.
Did he know it occurred?
Yeah, that's crazy.
I'd say he was aware. He was in the car.
Okay. His car only had minor damage.
How is it you...
Some dude's head on the...
Wait, how is it you have minor damage and you hit another car and one person's got a broken neck, the other person's dead?
Yeah.
Were they driving a unicycle? What was the...
Two-man unicycle?
This could be problematic.
That's a crazy story, right?
Yeah, well, according to Ira, too, he was the victim of the accident. The other car hit him.
That makes more sense, because I was trying to figure out, he's turning left. So they probably hit him on the passenger side, but still.
But he still drove to work. I'm sorry. That guy's employee of the year.
Wow.
Number one. Number two, that's got to be a weird. I'd like to get a copy of that first show.
Yeah, what was he saying when he got here?
Mumbling.
Also, he called his wife to come get in a cab and come, like, I don't know, lord over the bodies?
Deal with it?
Wow. My fucking wife goes to Starbucks. I can't get her mule home a drink. I couldn't imagine that conversation about, hey, sweetie, wake up. Yeah, getting a... I've killed two people on the road. Well, one maybe, Dad.
Bring the
chalk. Just go, bring some chalk and a couple of sheets not fitted. And here we go.
Yep, see you soon.
What do you got?
Also, police said that the wife told him that she was the one driving.
Wow.
I love this woman. I want two things. I want to know if she's single and ready to mingle. And I want to know what kind of car he was driving, because I want that car and I want that wife.
Fair.
Yeah, it's fair. All right. Also, was it Max Badamore, semi-celebrity L.A. deaths?
Okay.
Tiffany? No. Brandy. Brandy.
Oh. Yeah, very different.
Killed somebody on the 405.
What?
Yeah. Brandy was like driving on the 405. I don't know. What do we call it? Black pop singer from the 90s?
No. R&B. Yes.
And... rear-ended somebody and just killed him on the 405? Yeah?
Yeah, I'm reading the article now.
And
what about Laura Bush?
Causing a fatal crash.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know the Laura Bush.
Laura Bush, yeah. Didn't she kill someone in a car accident?
I know Rebecca Gayhart ran over a Mexican kid who was crossing the street. You know, we talk so much about these gangbangers and all the drive-bys and everything. What about the fucking broads and the celebrities are running, killing everyone out on the streets?
This is a dark city.
It's a slaughterhouse.
Yeah.
You run Serpentine to your mailbox. Next time you're going to buy a trendy lampshade on Hyperion.
Sprint.
Fucking Serpentine all the way there.
No straight lines.
Yes.
This, I just Googled it, and the first headline that comes up is Laura Bush speaks about car crash which killed friend.
Oh, wow. Oh, back, God. Way back?
Yeah, this looks like a very, very old picture. 1963.
To be fair, too, when they just, like, barely had lap belts and every dash was made out of steel and every car had drum brakes and retreads on, it was pretty easy to kill somebody back in the day, right?
That's true.
The steering wheel had a arrow head facing your chest, everything. You had a lap belt, the seats would, like, flap forward. Nowadays, with crumple zones, airbags, and things of that nature, you got to work pretty hard to kill someone behind the wheel.
Extra effort required.
Yeah, she was a teenager.
But I put it in.
Yeah, no, I know.
I'm not running.
I saw this. Yes.
All right, should we do... Wait,
well,
do
Germany
we have one
or Florida?
More?
That's the... Oh. She had to get to work on time, and the husband went and cleaned up the scene.
Well, let's see. Ira Festel's a Jewish-sounding name, so he wouldn't have been in Germany. So wait,
Jill, Florida.
Tell us the story one more time.
All right, so this was in May. A 31-year-old woman hit a cyclist on her way to work. He wound up in the ICU with brain bleeding, a coma. She's scheduled to appear in court this week as she did not report the accident, but rather went to work, called her husband, told him to go see how bad it was.
All right. Well, this is Germany or Florida? Feels Floridian.
Wow.
Oh, interesting. I'm going the other way. I'm saying dedication to the job.
That's it.
A cavalier attitude towards death. Probably more bikers in Germany.
Mm. Uh-huh.
Yes, very. I go Germany as well.
Germany as well.
Brian's thinking is sound. However, this was Florida.
I'm incorrect every time.
Why take the win, right?
That's right.
Sure.
All right. Let me hit the Dos Equis, and then we'll get into the news with Gina Grant. Hey, college football fans, need to brush up on your knowledge. Enroll in the Dos Equis College Football College. See what they did there? It's a college for football. You'll learn about the brilliant football minds like Jay Cutler and Martellus Bennett and Katie Nolan and John Bacon. They'll coach you all up. Not only will you win every football game argument this season, but you could enter for a chance to win tickets to the 2020 college football playoff. Oh, yeah, playoffs, national championship. Be the first in your family to earn a football watching certificate from a beer school. Yeah, take that, stupid doctorate degree you're hanging in your office there. Enroll in Dos Equis College Football College at dosequis.com/edu. Dos Equis, keep it interesante, right, Dawson?
Dos Equis beer brands. Enjoy Dos Equis responsibly. Imported by Cervezas Mexicanas, White Plains, New York. Copyright 2019. Dos Equis beer brands. No purchase necessary. 50 U.S. D.C. 21 plus only. Enter by 12/2019. Full rules available on doseggies.com/edu.
Brandy, December 2006, her Land Rover rear-ended a car on the 405 and killed person in the car, right? Yeah.
There's a lady driving it. So she rear-ends this lady in the Toyota. Her car ricochets off another car and then gets into the center divider.
Oh, God.
Bad times. You're kind of wondering, like, how did that happen? But now
that... Oh, my God. It's like a
looking
Godzilla.
Looking at a picture of it. Yeah.
Bruce Jenner, of course.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Famously.
Oh, yeah. See? Made it through 61 years as a male. Never killed anyone on the road. And then transitioned, slaughterhouse.
Technically, I think it was Bruce, but yeah.
He had a ponytail.
The hormones.
The same
post. The hormones were coursing through the veins, making a lot of bad decisions.
Sure.
All right, Gina, let's do the news, shall we?
Let's do it.
Give me the news with Grad. News with Gina Grad. Breaking viral. All those crazy Trump tweets. Give me news with Gina Grad. Trouble in the Middle East. Celebrity drunk meltdowns. Need news with Gina Grad.
The news with Gina Grad.
Well, I believe either you predicted this or Garrigus predicted this, but there are new developments with the Weinstein case, and that can is being kicked down the road. Harvey Weinstein's sexual assault trial, which was supposed to begin in just a couple of weeks, has been pushed to January. So the disgraced movie mogul was in a New York courtroom Monday and pleaded not guilty to another indictment that adds two new charges of predatory sexual assault related to Sopranos actress Annabella Sciorra. She played Gloria Trillo, if you remember.
Yeah,
one of Tony's many love interests.
Do you think Weinstein has a girlfriend right now?
I don't see how that's possible.
I would say probably.
Well, first off, people, you know, serial killers go to prison and have to turn down marriage proposals all the fucking time. He's horny. Yeah.
Didn't Donald Sterling have like a young hot whatever?
Yeah, she wore like a welding mask.
She did. She wore like a stormtrooper helmet.
She, so he's horny and he's rich and he's got a lot of time on his hands.
Yeah.
And women are just... guilty. Never stopped anyone. You know, OJ's banging someone right now. Mm. I mean, this doesn't slow women down.
Wow.
Or the dudes.
No, but I would say it's better chance than not that he has a girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. But he doesn't have anything left. It's not like he can... Why would a...
I bet he's got a nice pad in Manhattan or whatever. I don't know. I suspect he's got a girl.
Why would he not have anything left?
Haven't all those assets been freezed and seized? And I don't know. I wouldn't imagine there'd be a lot to offer. And I would imagine that's why she'd be around. But I have no idea.
I bet he's got a
girl. And also the moral compass problem.
Mm-hmm. Making a Murderer, have you seen this, where these guys who are maybe not super educated are in prison, they immediately have many hotties and $0. I don't think it's rational thinking.
You make a great point.
That occurs.
Yeah, that documentary is amazing.
Oh, yeah.
So she claims that Weinstein raped her in her apartment in 1993. Weinstein's
Is this Sciorra? Is that the same person?
It is her. I thought it was pronounced Sciorra, but it's the same woman.
Same person.
Yeah. Weinstein's attorneys told the judge that since the new indictment presents some significant legal issues, the trial will be delayed until January. It was scheduled for September. Weinstein pleaded not guilty to all the charges against him. Now, the statute of limitations has run out on her allegation, but the prosecutors issued the indictment in case they want to call her to testify at the trial. So that's how they got it pushed back to January.
You think, like, you know, they prep these guys. They put them, like, they tell them, you know, wear pastels in the courtroom. You won't look as menacing, you know. You think they're telling them, you got to lose 40 pounds. Like, you won't look as menacing. Like, you won't.
Ooh,
like, there's a thing.
Yeah, but Harvey's not the kind of guy, as we know, to take orders from anyone.
No, I know. But I wonder if they're asking. Like, you know, we all know Brian Banks was in here, and he got accused of rape. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of it was his physicality, was his size. Like, we kind of do this, like, oh, he's a black man. But Urkel may not have got the same. Jaleel White may have not done any prison time.
Right.
This guy where no doesn't mean no because of his physicality.
Right.
You know, I don't know. I'll ask Garrigus next time. But I bet his lawyer in the world where they try to dress you or They went to OJ's house and they took all the pictures out with him and the white women, and they put pictures of him and Eartha Kitt everywhere. They staged things. Like they're looking to pick up an edge. It's like a race car. They're looking just to shave a couple of tenths on aerodynamics.
Is he a huge man, like in the height way?
He's a large guy in terms of he's imposing probably, and there's a kind of an element of if this guy so. When Aziz Ansari is accused of rape, you kind of go, that guy's a lapdog. She'd just kick him right out of the goddamn window. She'd like drop kick him out of the window.
Yes.
You see the big dude, the athlete, whatever, you tend to go, oh, yeah.
There's no way out of that.
He wants it. He's going to get something. You know, that's curious.
You know who you could ask about that? Dr. Phil. That's what he used to do for a living.
Oh, Dr. Phil.
Yeah, isn't that how he met Oprah? He coached her up on
I thought you meant he was an imposing rapist. That too.
That's what he used to do for a living.
That was his livelihood.
Former career. Got it. Right. Okay.
6 foot, 250 pounds. Yeah, I bet they'd like him.
250?
Harvey.
That dude's 300 pounds.
Are they being kind?
Yeah, that dude's 300 pounds.
Well, it says 247. Yeah,
sure.
So, anyway.
Yeah. Okay.
Before you get on a scale, if you utter the phrase, hold my burrito, that means you probably have a weight issue, right?
Yeah, that's a red flag.
That's a red flag.
Yeah.
And if there's no one in the room, you're really insane.
Well, then you're super insane.
You're fat and insane, yes.
Right. Andrew Luck retiring from the NFL. In a press conference, he said that the joy has been taken out of the game. It's time to go. Here's a clip from the press conference.
I've been stuck in this process. I haven't been able to live the life I want to live. Taking the joy out of this game. And after 2016, where I played in pain and was unable to regularly practice, I made a vow to myself that I would not go down that path again. I find myself in a similar situation. And the only way forward for me is to remove myself from football in this cycle that I've been in.
So he missed all of training camp with a leg injury that seemed to change and grow more serious with each report. He previously missed the entire 2017 season with a shoulder injury, and he's out.
I hope he runs into Tom Brady when he's walking out of the press conference. And Tom's like, oh, I remember you. I think I'd won my 7th Super Bowl. What was I in my 12th year when I met this kid?
13th?
Oh, that was your high school all-stars. Oh, I didn't even know you were. I thought you were in the show. Oh, anyway. All right, I'm going to go fuck a model. I'm going to keep going for another 15
I'll
seasons.
See me in the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Yeah, see me in the Super Bowl. Yeah, come say hi. Not on the field, obviously. You don't deserve to be on the field. But, I mean, you know, when we're celebrating after the Super Bowl.
Tweet something nice at me.
Yeah.
Ice cold.
Jesus Christ. Oh, there's my boy. That's Sonny and
Tiny Sonny.
Luck.
Two guys who'll never play football again.
is Luck, that was at the Indianapolis 500. Isn't he German or something?
Andrew Luck?
Lula?
We look related, if you're asking me.
Yeah,
we look like
cousins.
Yeah.
I thought there was some...
He might have German heritage, but he's American.
There was some international something in my head with him, like... Born overseas and came here. Her dad worked in the oil industry. There is some European something.
While Chris looks for that, I will say in my it's been almost 20 years following USC football. Of all the opposing quarterbacks who came through in the Pac-12 and the whatever, only two like scared the crap out of me. As in, like we don't have an answer for this guy. I don't know what's going to happen. Aaron Rodgers, Andrew Luck. They were the two.
Both Stanford.
Aaron Rodgers, Cal.
Oh, Cal, right.
Yeah.
They're in the same neighborhood.
Andrew Luck,
Cal,
really
Stanford,
good.
Right. Yeah.
So Andrew's dad, Oliver Luck, was general manager of two World League of American football teams, so he spent his early childhood in London and Frankfurt.
The Monarchs.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, and the Frankfurt Galaxy? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, there you go. I knew there was
attended Frankfurt International School.
There you go.
He did. I knew there was some German something with him. Mm-hmm. I knew I didn't like that guy.
I loved him so much.
Glad he's gone.
I loved him.
What's that fun? What year, when Luck entered the league, Brady was in his 8th?
No. Brady entered the league in 2000, and Luck would have entered in 2011, 2012?
2012.
Wow. He was in his 12th season, already had 4 Super Bowls or whatever.
At least, still going.
Unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know how we just keep reporting about this Breaking Bad movie. Is it happening? Is it isn't it happening? Has it been filmed? Will it ever happen? What's going on?
I can't stop talking about it.
We're me and everyone I know. Just because you don't appreciate television, Brian. Apparently, we're all morons, and they did a great job keeping this secret, because when Bob Odenkirk confirmed that the movie was already done filming and saying, was this a secret? Everybody knows. Well, they didn't. Nobody expected it would arrive this early. Netflix has dropped all the details, including the teaser trailer, the name. It's called El Camino, a Breaking Bad movie. It premieres October 11th on Netflix. There's a short one-minute teaser. It's character Skinny Pete. He was one of Jesse's friends and sort of fellow drug dealers. He's being interrogated about the whereabouts of Jesse Pinkman. That's Aaron Paul. Here's a clip from the trailer. It looks awesome. People are excited.
And it's supposed to drop when?
October 11th.
I'm going to upset Gina and a lot of people. I will see this movie after having never seen a single episode.
Bandwagon, bitch.
On Netflix or on AMC?
Well, they said there was going to be some sort of a collaboration, but I think this is just going to be Netflix.
Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
I have no idea where he is. Don't know where he's headed either. North, south, west, east, Mexico, the moon. I don't have a clue. But yo, even if I did, who wouldn't tell you? Because I've been watching the news same as everybody else. I seen that little cage of his they kept him in. I heard about what all they did to him to make sure he kept cooking. So sorry. I don't know what to tell you. No way I'm helping you people put Jesse Pinkman back inside a cage.
Oh, God.
El Camino.
Wait, can I ask a question? You have never seen Breaking Bad.
I've not.
Why not?
Because he's an elitist and he only watches movies.
Half of that's right. After being burned, I watched every episode, including the disastrous finale of Lost.
Oh, that's
horrible.
A mistake.
That was horrible.
And never again, I swore,
will I
invest in that kind of time into a TV show. Now, I recognize I've committed my life to movies. I see every movie. I try to see every movie. I'm committed to movies. I realize that I'm missing out on some good TV shows. I've made a commitment.
Where are you with The Sopranos?
One of the only TV shows I've seen every episode of.
Oh, okay.
Because it was pre-Lost. I was in it.
No, Lost burned a lot of people.
But yes. You got burned by Lost, but you were rewarded by Sopranos.
Lost came after. That's true.
I know, but I'm saying you were still rewarded by Sopranos. I mean, if you do the conceit that you love The Sopranos,
I'm with you.
Then you might do that with Breaking Bad.
I've missed some great television.
Me too.
Back in the golden era.
You seen The Wire?
Never seen The Wire.
Dude, you're missing out.
You never seen The Wire?
I've been told. Never seen Mad Men. Never seen.
Yeah, I'm with Brian.
That's bizarre. Christy had to have watched Mad Men. It's about advertising. It's awesome.
Believe it or not, she didn't.
Wow.
What about Game of Thrones?
She loved Game of Thrones.
You have not seen
never
it.
Seen it.
Okay, I'm confused.
Don't talk to him anymore.
Okay.
El Camino,
actually,
by the way.
I have seen a couple of the last episodes.
That's terrible.
They were terrible. They were so bad.
Well, let me tell you this. I'd like to make a chart, because if you've watched all of Game of Thrones and all of Breaking Bad and all of Sopranos
check.
The Wire and all the everything, at the end of your life, you'd be like, or you could have hugged your child 2 million times.
Not interested.
Or you could have helped raise a 5,000 barns. You could have volunteered at a million soup kitchens.
You can multitask. There's no smartphones. You could watch Breaking Bad while building a barn.
Yeah, and you could have your son turn his back to the screen and hug him and still watch over his shoulder.
Yeah.
Yes.
My regret will be not watching enough TV. So I'm really trying to catch
up. Yes.
By the way, just for Breaking Bad fans, it's called El Camino. Because, I actually don't want to say it. Could be a spoiler. Okay. Never mind. There's a reason it's called El Camino.
All right. I saw Gran Torino because I thought it would be all about the car. And
were
then I got
you
burned.
Disappointed?
That is the car that Jesse escapes.
I love an El Camino, but I don't want to get burned again if it's not about the truck.
That's fair.
Yeah. There's a lot of get off my lawn in Gran Torino.
Right.
A free block party in Dayton, Ohio's Oregon district drew a crowd of over 20,000 people over the weekend as the city came together to honor the victims of the August 4th mass shooting. It was called Gem City Shine. It was hosted by Dave Chappelle, and it featured a ton of people: Stevie Wonder, Chance the Rapper, Jon Stewart. Earlier in the day, Kanye West did his Sunday service there in Dayton Park. The Gem City Shine was a free event put together entirely with donations. It was intended to raise money for victims and lift the city's spirits. Chappelle lives only like 20 minutes away, and that shooting, 9 people were killed, 27 others injured. That was on August 4th.
Dave Chappelle, we should all aspire to be that guy, because everyone just tells stories. We're like, oh, he just walked up. I was at Helium in Philadelphia, and next thing you know, Dave Chappelle in the middle of my set just walked out of the crowd, did a four-hour set, and then sat back down again. He didn't ask for money. Like, it's just weird, enigmatic, shows up, does, just shows up, does stuff. Always cool.
Yeah.
No one, evidently, no one with a clipboard ever went, Dave Chappelle, I don't see your name on this. So if you just go ahead and take a seat over there, I can get on my walkie talkie. But just someone's going to have to get on a golf cart and find something. So it's like, you want to do what? Like, just, I feel like if I was banging my wife and Dave Chappelle, like, walked into the bedroom and went, like, hey, man. I'm going to need to tap that for a while. I'd be like, oh, cool. Oh, yeah, away, thanks, man. I'll get a few friends over to watch. This is going to be awesome. Like, I just feel like he could walk into, if the Doobie Brothers were playing, he'd just walk out on stage, grab a bass guitar, and just, and he could dismiss the rest of the guys at a certain point. Like, what stage, what place can he just show up at and start doing stuff?
Yeah, there's nothing.
I feel like you could be.
Republican National Convention probably is the only place he couldn't show up.
And just, the 54th time. They would still go.
They'd still let it go.
The 54th time I do Kimmel, if Chappelle comes walking out there in the middle of it, and I'll just have to move over.
Yeah, you get up.
Jimmy will have
yourself.
To leave.
Yes.
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 Who has more of a, I'm just going to walk up and do?
Bill Murray.
Bill Murray. You're right.
Good one.
You're right.
He's like the only one I can think of.
He does weddings and bar mitzvahs.
Kickball with middle schoolers.
Right.
Yes. Yes. He could. He has a sort of reputation for that. And Chappelle is a sort of comedy version reputation of that. But I feel like if those two showed up together,
it's over. It would implode.
You could be on an American Airlines flight to New York. Those two could walk into the cockpit and go, fellas, move it out. Just take it. And
they
go,
run away.
Do you have any experience flying commercial?
Nary a minute.
Have that conversation in the galley. All right, here we go. Like, I just feel like the pilots would have to stand up, they'd hang their head, and they'd just walk, they'd pick up their giant briefcase, and walk off of the plane.
Wings.
Immediately.
It's Marie and Chappelle. What are you going
to do? Yeah. Yeah, if they walked into the wheelhouse of a giant oil tanker off the Straits of Hormuth, they just come walking in and they just go, sorry, Captain, move it out. Your steerage, buddy.
They walk to the pitcher's mound, just tap their own
middle
arm
of the game.
Take the ball.
Oh, immediately.
Oh.
Or Hershey's up, bye-bye. Yeah.
They could do it the White House.
Yes, they could.
I really do. If they could get into that Oval Office, they could just
have
tap Trump on the shoulder and just clear it out.
Excuse you.
We're taking over.
Co-president.
We get Chappelle and Murray together, and they just go wherever they want.
It'd be unstoppable. Could I submit a third name to that list? Mm. Eddie Murphy.
Yeah, but he's got there's things about him. He's got some baggage.
Yeah.
He's got
really, baggage. That was really just for segue purposes.
Oh, nice.
SNL announced its early season 45 details. Season 45. For starters, Woody Harrelson will host the season premiere with Billie Eilish as the musical guest. But bigger to a lot of people, Eddie Murphy will host the December SNL episode. It'll be his first time hosting since 1984. He was last seen on the show for that brief appearance on the 40th anniversary special. That was, 2015?
Didn't go well.
No, it was weird. SNL's
nominee. It was weird because he
didn't do a character or a joke.
He didn't want to do... Was it OJ or something?
I don't know.
Something he didn't want to do.
Did he just come out in a tux and give a speech?
It felt almost kind of impromptu, like half speech, half almost comedy.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well,
you don't want to hurt Bill Cosby.
Bill Cosby.
That's right.
Which is interesting because I just watched Eddie Murphy's Comedians in Cars with Jerry Seinfeld. Did you guys watch that?
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of very honest Cosby talk about, Eddie not a fan and not a fan of the way Cosby treated him coming up.
Mm-hmm.
And not a fan of the way Richard Pryor treated him. It was a very interesting episode. You think?
I liked it.
Well, I hope you guys are sitting down. I don't think Cosby and Richard Pryor were great fellas.
We can verify that.
We get a little blurry with the comedic ability. People look up to them.
Yeah.
But historically, I would say even your Lettermans and guys like that, they weren't fantastic individuals.
Yeah,
so
not
the
teddy
fact
bears.
They didn't, maybe Carlin was this way as well, like the fact that they didn't treat them really good, like the competition, the younger version of them coming up.
Not a shock.
Not a shock, especially when it comes to comedians.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he said about
stuff to dig.
Oh, sorry.
I didn't want to interrupt Chris.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he said, Flew, you might remember this better, but he said with Richard Pryor, if Eddie was on stage, Richard would roll up to the club, ask who was on, and if Eddie was there, he would keep driving.
Yes.
He didn't want to be there. He didn't, I don't know if he felt too intimidated or pissed.
But he said it's like, I think he thought in the comedy world, there's only one African American
young
male
black comic
that can be alive and working and successful.
Highlander.
So. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah.
It's a nice thing, but. How do we verify that part where, I mean, like Eddie would find out that Richard would pull up to the club? And
the club owner, somebody would tell him.
I do that with Dane Cook, but that's different. Sorry.
No one reports it.
No one reports. I should probably stop talking about
it. So some weird astronaut news. You know, we talk about hackers and how they can get into anything. Well, you can totally do it from space. American astronaut Anne McClain has been accused of committing the first crime in space. So McClain's estranged wife, Summer Warden, claims that the astronaut accessed her bank account without permission while she was on her six-month mission in the International Space Station. The pair have been in the midst of a big separation, ugly custody dispute over Warden's young son.
By the way, I love this separation. Because when most people do it, they're like, I'm going to get an apartment on the other side of town. I'm going to outer space. This is how much
this,
I hate
bitch.
You.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
I can't get far enough away.
I want to go somewhere where I can never smell your pussy again. And you know what that's going to be? The fucking Milky Way. That's how far.
That
would be effective.
Yeah.
I'm going to be thousands and thousands of miles above you, and that's not
light
far
years.
Enough.
Yeah.
Yes.
Warden became suspicious when she said she discovered that McClain knew details about her spending habits. Warden then filed a complaint with NASA's Inspector General accusing McClain of identity theft from space.
If NASA's Inspector General doesn't have a cool outfit, I'm going to be pissed.
Yeah.
If that dude shows up in Dockers... like a flannel shirt, I'm going to be rip shit. I want epaulets.
I want patch on the elbows.
Yeah. I want badges. A hat and badges.
Yeah.
I want something.
Yes.
Chevrons.
So yes, chevrons.
She is accused of identity theft from space. While McClain confirmed that she did access the bank account while in space, her lawyer told the Times that she was tending to their finances. Case is being investigated. No charges have been filed.
Well, here we are.
Yeah. Wow.
This, by the way, is not... what I, you know, when I was watching the Jetsons as a kid, I was kind of picturing going around in hovercrafts and what the future. I didn't know it'd be bank fraud from space.
Yeah,
like I was picturing a jetpack for me.
No,
right. Not white collar crime from lesbians in outer space.
Yeah. Secret Venmo.
Not sexy.
No, not at all.
No.
Do you know about this red Ferrari sports coupe from Elton John? It's going up for auction.
Which one is it?
I think we have a picture, actually a video of it.
Daytona.
Yes. Bought with royalties from Goodbye Yellow Brick Road, headed to auction.
$375 GTB.
$365.
No.
That's what it says in my little notes here.
Oh, $365.
$365 GTB for Daytona.
Oh, okay.
You'll allow it?
No, I don't know. What's the 275 GTB is
There's the keys hanging out.
All right. So yeah, he's got a Daytona.
Yeah. It's going up for bid on September 21st. Although more than 40 years old, this car powered by a V12 engine has only been driven 82,000 miles. And it's one of just 182 right hand drive Daytonas ever made.
Oh, yeah. Right hand drive.
And
that's
I have what it's expected to sell for. I thought you might want to guess.
You know, it's been kind of weird in the past because, like, John Lennon had a car. Like, I think McCartney had a car. Maybe Ringo had a car. In the car world is weird. So Steve McQueen's Bullet Mustang is going up at Mecum in January. I don't know where. And that car, I don't know if they put the prices out, but they're thinking $4 million plus for a car that has no inherent value. So that Mustang, that 68 or whatever it is, Mustang, just without any of the history, it's worth $9,000. Now, the Daytona is worth $550 to $625. The right-hand drive, I don't know if that helps or hurts, honestly.
What does that mean? I was going to ask.
European, it was bound for England, you know. So they would make X amount for the UK and X amount for North America. Mm-hmm. They'd make the lion's share of the Ferrari. Like, they'd sell more Ferraris in California than they would in Italy. So they'd make them left-hand drive, and they'd ship them here.
With the seat on the different location. The steering wheel is left, not right. Okay.
Right, whatever that opposite is. Right. And so then they'd always have X amount. It usually hurts the car's value a little bit because most people just like the left-hand stuff. I think they made about 1,000+ of those cars. So, I mean, 100 and whatever, right. That's not going to make a difference.
Does being Elton John's car help?
It helps, but the thing that's weird is the rock and roll guys can sell their pianos and their cars.
Sure.
Sorry,
the
guitars,
pianos, yeah.
Guitars and pianos for a lot. Somehow their cars, because they're not car guys.
Right. Who cares?
They don't. It doesn't have the same translation. So again, Paul McCartney could sell his guitar for a lot, but not his car for a lot. Or at least that's how it's been going. But Steve McQueen could sell any car thing for a lot.
Well, give
Steve
me that.
McQueen's RM motorcycle sold at RM at Monterey. I don't know if we found the price of that. Anyway.
Give me that ceiling and basement again. Do you remember what you said?
Yeah.
550 to what?
Low end is 550. High end is 650. But they would still put it in the catalog for like 650 to 725 or something. They'd bump it up a little, but it wouldn't get that.
Well, your guess was pretty much dead nuts on. If you're going between 550 and 650, this is expected to sell for 600.
Wow. So that's no Elton John premium.
Okay.
That's just him
they
selling a 365 GTB.
Any civilian.
Daytona. Mm. Oh, the 275 GTB is the other. That's a long nose. That's another car. Anyway, so no premium.
Nobody cares, apparently.
I feel like it'd be good for something. But again, we're weird because it has to be something in Elton's orbit, this isn't it.
Yes, or if it like had glitter that came from the exhaust and started up or something, you know.
It played Levon with the horn honk.
Yes, or disco
Levon,
seats.
Or like a hydraulic cock would shoot out of the seat.
Count for example.
For example, yeah. It's weird how we are. Like, we're just I'll buy that guy's piano for $1 million, but his Ferrari, same as anyone else's that's ever sold.
Yeah.
That's exactly the price that those cars sell for.
Weird.
Chris Morgan, no, not that one, otherwise known as the Bagel Boss, that Chris Morgan, who went viral last month getting that brawl in the bagel store. He's going to box with Lenny Dykstra. He landed himself in handcuffs over the weekend in a park in Long Island. So police say they observed him shouting at people and swinging a baseball bat around. Cops jumped in to quell the situation, but Morgan was uncooperative, mouthing off to the officers. They cuffed him. They placed him in the back of the car. He was taken to a nearby hospital for evaluation, and he has that match coming up with Dykstra on September 7th in Atlantic City.
September 7th?
September
7th. The guys that are violent, they scare me. We're talking about the sucker punchers.
Yep.
We're talking about the people, you know, the people that can put their hands on strangers. That's a scary element. Mm-hmm. And I'd like those guys removed from our society.
I think they're working on it.
It'd be nice. I don't know.
Temporarily, at least. Yeah.
I'm not sure what that impulse is, but it seems to be, I don't know.
Hair trigger.
More and more out there. Just people throwing buckets of water on cops or punching, cold cocking Andy Dick or... No. Cold cocking Andy Dick used to be something completely different.
Would be welcomed.
But
advertised.
Punching it out in bagel shops. Yeah. Like, we're getting a little nutty with the physicality.
Well, this is kind of like your stoicism. It's like we're just running amok.
The first thing you should worry about is whether you're at the Starbucks with Brian or you're the bagel boy or whatever, your bagel boss or whatever it is. You have to have a strong sense of like who's around you and who's listening.
Yeah, situational
awareness. These people that are just like yelling at people, like they're screaming at their kids, like in the street. Yep. And it's like there's people around. Like there used to be a decorum where like we're not going to get into an argument on an airplane. We'll wait. Everyone's had arguments. It was sort of like. We treated them like bowel movements. Like, we get it. Everyone does this. You go into the room, you close the door, you look around, and you do your business. Now, you're just kind of doing your business everywhere.
Yeah, that's a good example.
I'm confused by this because now is the moment where every ding-dong has a camera. So the opposite should be the truth. You should say, do all of these things less now, but
well,
now...
That, That's the other thing that's crazy is all the surveillance cameras and all the cop cameras and all the people with the phones hasn't slowed the behavior down at all.
It's accelerated it.
Which has now made me kind of think, sort of, these are people who are more in the sort of animal kingdom than they are in the human kingdom. Because you take a look at a dog, like, look, the Queen of England could be standing there, and your dog, my dog's taking a dump. My dog's taking a dump. It doesn't matter who's
there. There's no hierarchy.
There is nothing, and we're kind of getting to that. No hierarchy. Nothing really exists around you. You're able to do whatever you want.
Like, it's terrifying.
You would have thought the first time they put video surveillance in liquor stores, they would just stop robbing liquor stores. Yeah. Oh no, it's exactly the same.
Yeah.
They're not even wearing socks on their head, panties on their head or anything. Yeah. Just walk in. It's weird, right?
Yeah, it's not good.
I'm confused.
Yes, you should be.
Yeah.
I agree.
Gotta that means you're on the right side of history.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah.
Rule of law, man. Let's get it back. All right. Let's do one more.
All right. Well, this is in honor of our guest.
Oh.
You can make, I don't know if you can provide any insight, but I'm going to do it anyway.
Definitely not, but please, let's do it.
An 8-year-old boy got a stern talking to earlier this week when he took his mom's Volkswagen Golf for a joyride on the Autobahn in Germany. But after doing it again, he hit speeds of 112 miles an hour. He's been put into a psychological counseling center. Eight. Yeah, police said Friday the boy stole the keys to the Golf around midnight, drove about 30 miles away. Police say another motorist reported the child driving at high speeds in the city, saying, quote, red lights and driving regulations did not interest him. As police searched for the vehicle, the boy drove out of town, crashed into the rear of a parked truck at a rest stop. Nobody was injured. Golf was badly damaged, but the kid was on the Autobahn at 112 miles an hour.
Can I just say one thing?
Mm.
I think it is a miracle that anyone this young can drive a stick shift, manual shift.
I was going to say, it's probably
a
stick.
This is a genius.
Yeah.
This is the Doogie Howser of the Autobahn, I just want to say.
That, by the way, that whole scene when you make your movie, Speed Kills, is what the guy goes to, and then somebody wakes him up and goes, it's go time. And he's in the car. He's in the F1 car.
Oh, yeah.
He's
uh-huh.
having a flashback. That's how the beginning, we start cold open.
Right.
That's the cold open for the movie. They wake the guys up, and they're like, helmet, it's time to go. And he's like, I'm throwing revs now.
Helmet.
But that's the flashback cold open scene to Speed Kills.
But then you say, blood. Helmet, it's time to go. And he says, helmet, screw helmets. Also, my name is Fritz. And
that's right.
Does it.
That's right. That's right. He didn't go to the Groundlings.
Yeah. No.
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 That's good punch
UCB
up.
All day long.
No. And then we do a whole who's on first German version with helmet. I'm wearing my helmet. No.
No helmet.
Baseball. No one plays that here.
That's right.
Thing.
That's good.
yes. I would love to watch the worst of the Groundlings.
Yes.
Groundling you should come rejects. To a showcase.
Yeah, Groundlings rejects.
I can't tell you like how many improv classes I've done where they go like, okay, you take a position, start some physical action, and another person will enter, and then like I'm on one knee and like
shoveling,
always shoveling.
I'm on like one knee and I'm like working with something, and I go, you better help change this flat, or we'll never get to Arizona. And they go, okay, but how's the campfire going?
Right.
Okay,
like,
doctor.
God damn it! Now we're building a campfire.
I'm in. What happened next?
Right.
Today on Monday Company.
Yeah, I would watch
called Monday Company.
Monday Company, and just watch all the fuck ups.
Oh, is this like a Bob Ross painting watching? I would love this.
I would watch.
Yeah, soothing.
All right, should we bring it home?
Did we bring it home? We'll do it right now. I'm Gina Grad, and that's the news.
I'm confused.
Gina Grad.
That was the news.
Last but not least, Castrol Edge, stronger under pressure. Castrol Edge with fluid titanium transforms under pressure. Keep the metal parts from rubbing 3 times.
I'm confused.
Stronger than leading full synthetics, Castrol Edge. All right.
Did
let's
you say
see.
Flula titanium? Sorry. I'm
fluid. Sorry.
Got it.
I had a oral surgery.
Sure.
Flula Borg, everybody. Self Care Sunday. You can check out the video. It's very funny on the YouTube channel and on Spotify. podcast, Boom Time with Lula Borg, is available on Apple Podcasts as well. Where will we see you coming up, Lula?
Every Wednesday from 9 to 9.30, I visit the Trader Joe's on Hyperion to purchase Go Raw Trail Mix.
Ah.
Four bags.
That's four good. Bags of Raw Trail Mix?
Always four.
I love it.
One for the glovey compartment, one for the ride home, and two for friends.
You're making me laugh. All right, you can go to adamcarolla.com for all my live shows. Going to be at the Portland World of Speed coming up this Friday with Mario Andretti. We're doing a live car cast from there, so come say hi. It's a world-class facility. And the comedians of the Adam Carolla Show coming up, Valencia, Santa Monica, and Torrance. You can just go to adamcarolla.com and find out live shows. Jeff Cesario, I'm going to show up at one of those things. Adam Ray, Bald's doing stand-up, Greg Fitzdog as well, and the Avalon Theater, November 2nd, Laughs with Bald Brian. Some tickets left for that, so check that out. Check out my stand-up special, Not Taco Bell Material, and then join until next time. This is Adam Carolla for Flula Borg and Gina Grand. Bald Brian, say mahalo.
The poop's going to hit some fans.
Today's episode of Good Sports, Dave Damashek and Adam Carolla have got it for you, coming right up.
ASAP Shecky, let's do it. Good Sports.
The Podcast One Sports Network presents Good Sports.
Hi, hello, sports fans. Welcome to a brand new episode of Good Sports. Dave Damashek here, Adam Carolla over there. I think I speak for Ace when I say we sit up on cloud nine, eagerly anticipating teams going into football stadia across football America, ready to kick things off pro football style. College football upon us. We'll be buzzing about both of those. Ace, now with Hard Knocks wrapping up here, I want to go way back to, I think it was the first one, Jonathan Abram, the first round pick, talking to Derek Carr. And the subject of money, Derek Carr obviously is a rich guy at this point. He was talking about how his kids have a lot of money, I'm rich and my kids have therefore a lot of money. And Derek Carr said, no, Mike, the amount of money I have is immaterial to them. My children will work.
Mm-hmm.
That now you're not Derek Carr, or maybe you are. I don't know, but you do well, relatively speaking, in this world. What is the Adam Carolla philosophy? I'm curious about that because I noted it's funny. Like you, either with religion and with sports allegiance and all those kind of things, people do one of two things. They either follow the parents' lead, or they're like, my parents did it the wrong way, I'm going to do it the right way. You always talk about your humble beginnings. Will you pay it forward, literally?
Well, I was talking to my son about the value of a dollar the other day. He had just got done lighting a cigar with a $100 bill, and I told him that was wrong.
Really?
And so he went, what do you want me to do, old man? Roll it up and snort some booger sugar through it? And I said, no, that's a $100 bill. And he's like, so what else is it good for? I said, it's not just for lighting cigars and doing rails of Bolivian shale. You can spend it on tools and books and things of that nature. I'm going to get the fuck out of his room. And he actually threw his Coke mirror at me.
Wait a minute. He was smoking a cigar and he had the pile of cocaine right there on top of it.
Yeah, well, not on top of the cigar.
The paper was rolling. It was already burning from lighting.
He says he rolls up a $100 bill, he does a rail, and then he does a freeze where he wipes it across the front of his gums, and then he uses that to light his cigar.
Uh-huh.
I had a lot of questions. I was like, why a $100 bill? Like, why not just use a dollar bill? And he's like, bitches be hating. And I was like, what? And then he had some Courvoisier and he spilled it on the carpet and he said, pointed up to Tupac. And I was like,
what the hell's going on with this kid?
That's what I said. So I said, I got to put an end to this. So I called the nanny and I just told Olga, you got to settle this kid's hash. She's getting out of, control.
I don't know what you're up to in raising this child, Olga, but you got to raise your game. You know?
Oh, no. I told her, here are my values. Now bestow them upon him. Here's my deal. Here's how we work. You mule my values into his bedroom. I give you my values. You then get paid $800 a week, and you take those values and you bring them to him.
I kind of like, if I can't imagine what it would be to be, as a, for instance, one of Derek Carr's children, and be like, yeah, but you've made $100 million. Like, what? But for real, do I really have to work? I mean, I understand what you're getting at, the spirit of it, that stand on my own 2 feet. I dig it, old man, but still, you have $100 million. You're really going to hold out on me?
They always kind of do that thing where they go, I'm not giving them a penny, but you are when you pass on, that money will go to them. Number one.
Right.
Number two, you're already giving them a penny because they're living in 8,600 square feet with yeah, five air conditioning zones.
They're not living in a two-bedroom apartment in Bakersfield. Right.
They are the recipient of your riches because of where they live, how they live, true, how often they private schools and nannies, and how often they're going out to dinner and blah, blah, blah. It does kind of, you know, you do kind of question that world of how do you essentially create gravity in a gravity-less world. So my kids don't live in a world with gravity. So you go, you know, my sort of analogy always is when you send astronauts to the space station for 6 months, they lose muscle mass and bone density because they're floating around, like they don't have gravity.
That makes sense. I never knew that was the case.
Oh, but yeah. Your body, when you go to the space station or you're just living in a world minus gravity for a prolonged period of time, but I don't think it's that long. It's just like over 2 months or 3 months. Your body starts to atrophy because it just stops. There's makes nothing sense. Pushing against it. You know, you have those things, you know, the rubber band, the TO rubber band workout. Well, gravity is kind of that way all the time. Are you getting out of your car, getting up, bending over, picking something up? It's just sort of the rubber band gravity workout. And so when you send people to outer space, and especially if they have to be there for a year, they worry about the health concerns of losing the bone density, the muscle mass, and all that kind of stuff. So then they create activities and exercises for them to essentially mimic gravity. So my kids are just floating around my house right now yelling at a nanny. They're literally like, my son's swimming. He's doing the swim move. He's doing the, like, the Tom
Cigar
Hanks.
Betwixt two of his fingers, but yeah.
He's gotten into a cannonball and he's spinning. My daughter's taking a juice box and she broke it open. She's capturing the bubbles with the juice bubbles. They're floating around and they're just floating by. And then my wife does the backstroke and she's in the air and she's just floating by. She took a sip of a chai latte and she spit it out of her mouth and the kids are grabbing it.
Catch this, sonny boy!
Right. Now, yeah. I live in the same house, but my world is gravity laden. Uh-huh. You know, I'm hopping on Southwest flights. I'm doing two shows a night in Poughkeepsie. You know, like, I live in a world of hotels and Ubers and Southwest flights that are filled with gravity. You know, eating dinner in a small green room behind in between shows is a very gravity laden world.
A second rate sandwich that's an hour cold. Yeah.
Right, right. They're calling Grubhub, and that guy's throwing the fast food through
the
door.
Excuse me, can you swing back? I said I didn't want lettuce on this, and this has it.
Yeah, or more like, I need three kinds of dipping sauce, and you only brought me two for the McNuggets. So you must artificially create gravity.
I see.
Inside of your space station where we raise our kids. And so what you hear about guys like Palmer doing, we're talking about Palmer, right?
Derek Carr.
Oh, Derek Carr. Sorry,
Carson Palmer's also loaded. Yeah.
Derek Carr is attempting to create gravity with his kids inside of his mansion by telling them to hustle after this fake hockey puck they're playing with or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
I do know what you're saying. That's a great one. I very quickly, before we wrap up, you reminded me of that. That's on my list. I think it's one of my favorite things you do is your list of things that you want to do before you die. Mm. And then we started talking about the things that we'll never do again before we die. You mentioned 69. Mm-hmm. I was talking about playing 3-on-3 basketball, but, you know, 69 also, a different game. Mm-hmm. Two things that occurred to me recently.
No losers in that game. That's the difference. In the back, to pick up basketball, yeah. There's going to be losers. In 69, you do it right, no losers. There's no losers.
Play the more you know little sting there. Two things I thought of recently that I'd love to do. One, I hope I receive at some point in my life a missive from somebody in the written form, a letter that is sealed with that wax so I can break the wax. Mm. It's only intended for me, and I will know that it reached me safely if the wax is unbroken. Mm. Or, as an addendum to that, I wish I had my own seal and could pour some wax on the on what I've just written, stamp and say, make sure this isn't bro. I'll know that it didn't reach him safely if you break that wax. I like that one. And two, when you mentioned the cocaine, I'd like to be a fed or whatever authority does that thing where they rub it on their gums. Mm-hmm. But I the thing I'd really like to do is do the counterfeit thing. Like take a I need an eraser and take a bill, $100 bill and scrub, you know, erase on it and look at it for a second, and then turn to my partner and give him a thumbs up who's like 50 feet away from me, and because he's already chasing the ne'er-do-well. So mm-hmm. I said, give me that bill. Like,
right.
I do that thing, and then I look up. It's a fake, and then they're off and running. We're chasing the bads, you know? Mm. Anyway, just wanted to let you know about those two things.
You know, it's interesting. I don't know why I was thinking about the cocaine and the street value and all the
It's in the news stuff. Lately. The cocaine with our athletes.
Tell me if this sounds accurate to you. I've seen a million movies and TV shows and things where people were stabbed. Mm-hmm. And I've seen a million stilettos brandished, like a pull it out, pop, hey, mm-hmm. switchblade. Mm-hmm. Never seen anyone stabbed by the switchblade. So, only shown.
No,
never
no,
used.
No, no. You're close, but if I may. That is a great point. No one who has the knife, if two guys are fighting and one guy has a knife, the other guy has won 100% of every fight in history.
Right.
But what will happen at least 2/3 of the time is if you are the knife holder, that you will cut the guy just close enough that it will rip his shirt and cause a little surface blood. But it won't take the guy out.
I just feel like I've seen a lot of guys get stabbed repeatedly, seen a lot of stilettos shown, but it's not usually what does them in. The stiletto means back off, but it doesn't mean you're going to get stabbed.
And
or you will
if the other
stabbed.
Guy gets his hand on the knife or the handgun, it will go off, but you won't see the gun. You'll see their two faces.
That's right.
And you won't know for like two beats who took the bullet.
Right.
You know?
Right.
No one ever goes like, ah! No one ever does that. It's always a stone face. If you got shot or did the shooting,
you
don't know till the guy falls.
Yeah, I feel like if I was shot in the abdomen.
Like, wow! Why does that hurt? That's terrible.
That's terrible.
That hurts me very badly.
These are new slacks. All right, True Car. 60 seconds. That's how long this commercial is going to last. What else can you do in a minute? You can get an offer on your car. Just go to True Car. Use your smartphone. Or your computer, enter your license plate number and watch your car's details come popping up. Answer a few questions and you get an accurate True Cash offer from your local True Car certified dealer. Then you bring in your car, they'll check it out with you, they'll do it together. Ask questions, get answers, no surprises. Then you can leave with a check or you can trade in your car for a new ride or a used ride. So, if you want a new car, you go with True Car. You want a used car, you go with True Car. And if you want to just leave an Uber home with a check in your hand, then you go with True Car when you're ready for a better way to sell or trade in your car. Check out True Car today.
More hot sports talk coming your way tomorrow. Until then, for Adam Carolla, Dave Damaschek, Good Sports out. Good Sports.
Follow the Adam Carolla Show on Twitter at Adam Carolla Show. Follow us on Twitter at Adam Carolla. You can leave us a voicemail. The phone number is 888-634-1744. For everything else, go to adamcarolla.com.